早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, as we look at your word this morning, I ask that you will speak to our hearts.
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你对我们的心说话。
That more than just information, that we will have hearts that hear your voice.
不单单是信息，而且是我们的心能听到你的话语。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Let me kind of try to put us where we are in this class.
我先讲一下我们现在大概这个课到了什么地方。
And I hope I do not repeat myself.
我希望我没有就是过度的重复自己。
I started looking through my notes this week and could not remember what I had already done.
我看我这个星期的笔记，我就记不清说我以前都讲了什么。
But I often in teaching think of these three steps.
通常呢，我讲课呢会有这三步。
I tried at the very beginning of this series of classes to give you a vision of what it looks like to be a holy person.
在这个系列的开始的时候呢，我就很努力的想要给大家说一个意向，一个目标，就是成为一个圣洁的人是怎么样的。
A person who looks like Christ.
是一个像基督的人。
And I tried to say to you that that is not some kind of a very odd, far off kind of person.
那个不是一个很遥远的，好像一个挺怪的一个人。
It is not someone who is 95.
不是一个已经95岁了。
Who prays 18 hours a day.
一天祷告18个小时。
Who fasts 6 days a week and drinks water the 7th day.
一星期禁食六次，第七天呢就只喝水。
God's intention for us, His vision of what we are supposed to be, is completely, fully human people living the way He called us and intended us to live.
然后神对一个我们的意向，对我们的看法，就是一个完全的，一个充满人性的人，但是却过着一个他所要我们，他心中的这样的一个圣洁的生活。
The reason I think that is so important for us to get that vision.
就是很，我们之所以非常重要，就是要刚开始就知道说这个意向是什么。
Is that I grew up thinking that it was impossible to really be what God intended us to be until we were an old person.
因为我的成长背景就是过去让我觉得，除非我已经是年纪很大了，很老了，我都不可能成为那样圣洁的人。
Until we prayed many hours a day.
除非我每天都花很多时间祷告。
And until church was the only place we really enjoyed being.
然后呢，子道说，我唯一享受的地方就是教会。
I wasn't old.
我没那么老。
After about 2.5 minutes, I always ran out of things to say in my prayers.
然后呢，我祷告2分半之后，就好像不知道该祷告什么了。
Sometimes church was boring.
有的时候呢，教会好像也挺枯燥的。
And so I thought, well, you know, when I'm 95,Then I'll think about this.
然后我就说，等到我到95岁再想这些问题吧。
I have come to understand.
我就开始了解到，认识到。
That it is possible at your age.
在你现在的这个年纪。
Believe it or not, even at your age.
即使是像你们这些小孩子的年纪。
Or Isabella's age.
或者是一个青少年的年纪。
To be what God intended us to be at that age.
就是。你就可以在你的那个年纪成为神所你要成为的样子。
If you have been a Christian 3 years, you will not be the same as a person who has been a Christian 50 years.
如果你信主只有3年，那你跟一个已经成为基督徒信主50年的人是不一样的。
But God doesn't intend you to be.
但是神的心意也不是说就你们两个一样。
You're in a process of maturing.
你在一个成长成熟的过程。
And so God's picture of what He wants us to be.
所以呢，神对我们要成为什么样子的这样一个描述，这样一个形象。
Are people who live life as He intends us to live.
就是这些人呢，是过着神想要我们心目中所要我们活的这样的生活。
Enjoying life.
是享受我们的生活。
But responding to it as Jesus would have responded, as Jesus did respond when he was here.
但是他们对这周围一切事情的回应，就像主耶稣当年在世上的时候那样的一种心态，那种态度来回应。
When the publicans invited Jesus to a dinner,
当这些税吏就邀请耶稣去吃饭的时候，
we never read in the Gospels him saying, "Oh no, I am too holy to eat very much."
我们在那个圣经里从来没有读到，就是耶稣说，哎呀，我这么圣洁，我不能吃那么多。
He enjoyed dinner.
他也很享受这个晚餐。
I'm really glad to know that because I enjoy dinner.
我非常高兴知道这点，因为我也很享受大餐。
Life for him was a gift from a father who loves us.
生命生活就是一位从我们慈爱的天父、爱我们的天父所给予我们的。
And as perfectly holy, he could enjoy that as God intended it to be enjoyed.
就是一个耶稣是完全圣洁的，但是呢，他就可以享受这种生活，就像父神所要我们所享受的。
The last few weeks, I've been looking at the intent.
上几个星期呢，我们来看这个我们的这个注意力，就是我们的目标。
I see there are many differences between American churches and Chinese churches.
就是。到底这个目标应该是什么呢？那美国有很多，就是说对于美国教会怎么样，华人教会应该怎么样，有不同的意见。
But one thing is common to both.
但是有一件事共通的，就是
the front row fills last.
就是没人坐第一排，总是空的第一排。
I always thought we should charge rent.
我觉得我应该那个。
High rent in the back.
就是说，坐在背后的这个椅子的那个租费高一点。
Free in the front.
但是后排呢是免费的，可以随便坐。
I think it would help the budget.
我想这样子会帮助我们的预算，帮助。
Intent.
就是我们的意图，我们的目的。
This is where I have been for several weeks now.
这就是我已经讲了好几周。
Knowing God.
认识神。
Knowing ourselves.
认识我们自己。
And making a commitment, I want to be what he calls me to be.
然后做一个委身，做一个决定，说我要成为他所呼召我要成为的样子。
Now I hope to wrap that up this morning.
我今天早上希望把这个讲完。
And then we're going to move, starting next week, to the means.
下一次课开始我们就进到这个如何达到了这种方式这个方法里面。
I've always thought I would like to play golf.
我总是觉得我可能想要去打高尔夫球。
It looks so beautiful out there.
那因为你在高尔夫球场，那个球场真的是很漂亮。
Quiet.
很安静。
And I think, you know, I have a vision of what that would be like.
然后我有一个这个目标，有个意向，就是说高尔夫球会是怎么样的。
And a few years ago, I even made the intention.
那几年以前我甚至就有了这个意图，有了这个心愿。
Someone said to me, more politely than this, but what they were trying to say is, you're old and you're fat.
然后呢，那个人当然说呢，比如我现在讲，就是他是比较婉转的讲，但是意思就是你又年纪大了，又比较胖。
You're gonna die.
你要死，你这样会死。
You need exercise. So I said, okay, I'll learn to play golf.
然后他说你需要那个运动，所以我说好，那我就去。
I had the vision.
那我有这个意向，有这个目标。
I made the intent.
我也有这个心意，有这个意愿。
And then I stood there and I didn't know what to do.
然后我站在那儿拿着那球杆，不知道该怎么办。
Some people have a vision of what it would be if they were living the life God had wanted them to live.
有些人他是有这个意向，就是说，如果神要他们活出来，神要他们活生活，那这个会看得像什么样子？
And they've gone to a convention or a retreat, a revival, and they've made a commitment. Yes, I intend to do this.
然后他们就去了特会，然后他们就做出来那种决定和委身，说我要这样。
And then they're like me with the golf club.
然后接着他们就像我拿了那高尔夫球杆。
Now what?
就说下边该怎么办呢？
Because a surrendered life is a very practical.Life.
因为一个降服的生活其实是一个很实际的生活。
Practical steps. This is what we must do.
就有一些很实际的步骤，就是说这是我们应该做的。
And so over the next few several weeks, I'm going to spend time on the means.
所以呢，下几次课呢，我们就会在上面就是说，我们会专注在这个就是这个方法上，并且如何达到这个手段上。
These are the practical steps to bring this vision to reality.
这个就是一些很实际的方式，就是把这个意向。
So that's where we are. We're finishing up this morning the intent.
所以今天早晨呢，我们就是会讲完这个这个我们的这个目的这个意图。
And the next week we'll start the means.
下个星期我们就开始来进到或如何来达到这个方式。
I do want to have a little bit of time next week for a.Question and answer.
然后就是下个星期进到这个如何达到这个途径里边。那下一次课呢，我是希望有一点时间，我们有些问答，有些。
Because I know as I've talked, you might have questions that have come up. What does this look like, or how does this apply?
因为当我讲的时候，大概你会有问题，就说那这个是如何达到的呢？在实际生活中会怎么样呢
？And so before I move into the next section, I want to have time for your questions.
所以呢，在我们进到下一。下一阶段之前呢，我想有些讨论的问题。
If you want next week just to raise your hand and ask a question, that's allowed.
如果你想要就是下 you mean next week,、如果下一次课你需要举手问问题，那没关系。
But I'll tell you that I am very slow thinking.
但是我要预先告诉你们，我那个回应的想的比较慢。
And so it's much more likely that I'll give you a good answer if you will text Sister Lay this week or email her and send the question so I have some time to think.
所以呢，最好的方式呢，就是你能够预先在这一周呢，给我或者是发短信或者给我邮件，先把问题就告诉我，然后我转给办公室。
Otherwise, on the way home, I will realize, oh, that's what I wanted to say.
然后不然的话，我就是你问了问题，我得回家的路上，我才想起，哦，我当时应该那么回。
So, if you will contact her, she will give me the questions.
Yeah, 如果你们大家把问题先发给我，我就会转给麦博士。
But I also will give time for any open questions.
但是呢，当然就在这个大家现场提问。
Okay, we have been talking about what it means that odd phrase, but a phrase that Paul uses when he talks about dying.To ourselves.
就是保罗用到一个好像挺奇怪，也是用的挺一个词语，就是自死老我，或者就说对自己死。
And I told you, I don't know, 6 months ago when I last saw you, that all this phrase, what this phrase represents is a complete surrender of ourselves, so that rather than me in control, he is in control.
就是这就意味着一个。自我完全的降服，我不再是说我在掌管一切，而是神在掌管。
Last time then I told you that kind of death to self, that kind of surrender, is possible only through God's grace.
我上次课就讲到说那样子的降服，那样子的自死亡，我只有靠着神的恩典才有可能。
This morning I want to look at what that kind of surrendered life then looks like.
那今天我们来看这样子一个降服的生活看起来是怎么样的。
Because in Colossians, Paul says something very interesting.
因为在哥罗西书保罗讲一些很有趣的事情。
He tells us that we are dead.
他说因为我们已经死了。
We have died.
因为我们已经死了。
And then he says,Put to death the things in you that must die.
他又说要致死你们在地上的肢体，就是致死你们里面这些必须要死的。
Now, if you're a biologist, that's going to really frustrate you.
如果你是搞生物的，那你这个讲的肯定会让你很恼火。
Because once you're dead, you don't need to die.
因为一旦你死了，你就不需要再死。
But Paul is not teaching a biology lesson there.
但是保罗不是在讲生物课。
He is saying,
他说的是
I have surrendered to Christ,
我已经向基督降服
and now I must daily surrender to Christ.
然后呢，我现在就要每天向基督降服
It's not a once and for all, okay, I've done this, check mark, I'm done.
这个不是说做一次就永远结束，就是哦，我做了这一次，我一打勾，然后以后我就都是这样。
It is. I am doing.
而是说我今天做了。
I am doing.
我现在还要做。
I will be doing.
然后我以后还要做。
I do not like to clean house.
我不喜欢打扫房间。
I saw this week something, a sign that I want.
然后呢，这个星期呢，我看到一个一个标志，我知道我需要的。
Cleaning house would be much more fun if I had a maid.
就是说，如果有这个仆人来帮你打扫卫生的话，那你会更加的有。
But Monday, I got my vacuum out and I carefully swept the whole house.
然后呢，周一呢，我就把我的那个吸尘器拿出来，就在房间里吸地。
And Friday, I'm going through the house.
然后星期五呢，我在房间里走一圈。
And it's just dust.Bunnies in my house.
我怎么到处又揉灰尘呢？
I cleaned this.
我刚刚清洁过吸过尘呢。
And it has to be cleaned again.
但是现在呢，到周五又需要吸尘了。
And I realized because I was thinking about the Sunday school lesson.
因为我一直这个周一在想我们的这个主日学。
That's what Paul is saying.
那就是保罗所说的。
If I say I cleaned my house, I am done.
你不是说哦，我打扫过我的房间了，那我就做完了。
A few months from now, no one would want to walk in my house.
但是如果你就是这样的话，过几个月没人想进你的房间。
Yes, it's done.
是的，过去你是清打扫过了。
And it must be done again.
但是你现在还要继续的打扫。
And again.
然后再未来还要打扫。
Paul says, "Die to yourself."
保罗说，对你自己死，自死老我。
And you keep on dying.
你要不停地死，一直是在这个自死老我的过程。
Day after day,
一天又一天
saying in some form this prayer.
有一种就是大概你就是在讲这样有一个这样一个祷告的一个态度。
God,
你说神啊
，I told you you were in charge.
我神啊，我告诉过你说你在掌管。
I gave you full control.
我把所有的这个主权都交给你。
But God, this morning, I am giving you full control again.
但是今天，神啊，我再次把这个主权完全的交给你。
Because I know that my tendency is little by little to pull back control to myself.
因为我知道我的倾向就是一点一点的、渐渐的又把那个主权抓回来。
And so God,
所以神啊。
I want to remind myself.
我要再次提醒我自己。
It's yours.
这是你的。
I think that's what Paul is saying when he says, daily, we must die.
所以我以为这就是保罗所说的，我们要每天的死。
Thank you. So what does that look like?
所以呢，那在实际生活中呢，看着是怎么样呢？
A holy life, a surrendered life.
一个圣洁的生活，一个降服的生活
is one in which the character of Jesus is becoming more and more visible in my life.
就是耶稣基督的特质在我生活的个人的生命中越发的彰显出来。
Not a one-time step.
不是一次性就能达到的。
But as I live, as people see me day after day, they should see over time that I am becoming more like Christ.
就是不是就是一天一天在一段的时间内，人们能够看到我越来越像基督。
I have come to believe this very strongly.
我现在就很相信这一点。
That if my attitudes.
如果我的态度
my actions,
我的行为
my responses to life are not the responses, the attitudes that Christ would have.
如果我对这个生活环境的这个反应不是主耶稣的这种反应，我的态度行为都不像主耶稣。
I am not holy.
那我肯定就不是圣徒。
It doesn't matter how many times I go to church.
不在乎说你多少次你去教会。
How much I preach.
你多少你讲了多少次道。
It doesn't even matter how much I pray, read the Bible, and fast.
甚至也不在乎说我多少时间祷告，多读读圣经有多少，有那个就是有多少的计划。
If my reactions are not becoming more like Christ,
如果我的反应没有说是更像耶稣的话，
I am not holy.
我 其实我不是圣者。
You see, there was a group of people in Jesus' time who prayed more than the disciples.
你知道在主耶稣的时代那有一群人他们比主耶稣的门徒祷告的时间更多。
Who had the Bible memorized. Huge chunks. They didn't even have to carry this around.
他们就是把圣经真的是大段大段都背下来都不需要带着圣经走来走去。
And they fasted every time they got a chance.
只要有机会他们就进食。
And Jesus looked at them.
然后主耶稣看着他们就说
Woe unto you.
说你们有过了。
You bunch of hypocrites.
你们这一群假冒伪善的人。
Did he mean they were fake and they knew it?
主耶稣的意思是不是说他们是在假装他们自己也知道呢？
Did he mean they claimed to be fasting, but actually they had candy bars in their pockets?
难道主耶稣的意思就是说他们嘴巴上说他们进食，但是包里却藏着那个糖果吗
？No,
不是的。
What is frightening about that is this.
让人害怕的是这一点。
They didn't know they were hypocrites.
他们不知道自己是假冒伪善的人。
They thought they were doing great.
他们觉得自己做得很好。
But he sees.
但是主耶稣看到了
a heart that is not increasingly frightened.
他看到了这些人的心，他并不是说越来越像基督耶稣。
And so,
所以
a Christ-like life, a holy life,
一个圣洁的生活，一个像基督的生活，一个生命
is a life that is going to be a life of increasingly generous, self-giving love.
而是一个不断的更加增长的一个就是能够把自己生命给出去的这样的一个生命
Why? Because that is what Christ is.
为什么要这样呢因为那就是耶稣就是这样
James 3 tells us a Christ-like life a holy life will be increasingly peaceable gentle merciful
雅各书第三章告诉我们一个更像基督的生命会越来越有智慧有温柔有和平
Friday night I got a phone call
周五的晚上我接到一个电话
Someone said I wanted to call you and tell you what I did
哦，有个人说我给你打电话是想告诉你我做了什么
I know that you told me not to
我知道你已经告诉我不要这样做
But I decided it's easier to get forgiveness than permission
所以我觉得说得到饶恕比得到这个同意更容易。
And so I just did it anyway.
所以不管怎么样，我还是这么去做了。
And I know you won't like it.
我知道你不喜欢。
But you're a pastor, so you have to forgive me.
但是你是牧师，所以呢，你就必须得饶恕我。
I listened to what he had done.
然后我就听他讲到
something very foolish.
一个很愚笨的事情。
I hung up the phone.
我把电话挂了。
And I had to die. Just so.
然后我必须得自费自己死。
Because I had decided I was going to write him a letter telling him exactly what I thought.
然后我本来是决定说我要给他写封信，告诉他我到底是怎么想的。
Thankfully, God had helped me not to answer on the phone.
感谢神啊，我当时没在电话里就直接的回应他。
I woke up Saturday morning.
然后那个周六早晨我醒过来。
And I'm praying and having my devotions.
然后我有我的灵修，我就在祷告。
And in the back of my mind is rolling around exactly how I want to say what needs to be said.
然后呢，在我的脑海后，我就一直在想，就说我要在怎么对他说我想要说的话。
And then the Holy Spirit began to remind me.
但是圣灵这时候就提醒我。
I am called to be increasingly peaceful, gentle, and merciful.
然后呢，我是被呼召要在这个温柔、在智慧、在和平上成长、在增长、在这些品质上要在成长。
And I said out loud，
我就大声的就是这样讲出来说。
But Lord， you don't understand why he did. It's stupid。
主啊，你都不了解他做的是什么，真的是太笨了。
It's going to cause a lot of trouble。
这会带来很多的麻烦。但是呢，像基督是越来 越有和平，就是有温柔，然后呢也是有怜悯。
Lord said.
然后我们说
OK.
说好吧神。
I'll let it go.
我就当它过去了。
I'll leave it to you.
我把这个就放在你的手上。
Paul says this is something we must do day after day after day.
保罗说这就是我们每一天再一天再一天每一天要做的。
A Christ-like life, 1 John tells us, will be a life of deepening fellowship with God and with other believers.
在约翰一书，约翰告诉我们，一个像基督的生命，就是跟主耶稣的这个联谊，这个交通，跟和周围信徒的相交会越来越深。
Philippians 2, a Christ-like life will be one of increasing humility.
在腓立比第二章讲到一个像基督的生命会越来越谦卑。
All of these things, what I'm wanting you to see is, all of these things are a process that God is working in our life.
所有这一切，我想让大家明白的就是，是神在我们生命中这个做工的一个过程。
So that bit by bit, we should be seeing that we are becoming more like Christ.
所以就一点一点的，就是让，就是别人能看到我们越来越像基督。
And it means day after day allowing Him to shape us and guide us.
就是每一天让神来塑造我们，来引导我们。
It means being willing to backtrack and say,
然后，就是这就意味着我们可以就往后退一步，承认说我错了。
It means having the attitude that Paul describes in Philippians 2.
这就是意味着我们有保罗在腓立比书第二章所描述的这种态度。
When he writes to this church and he says, do nothing through selfish ambition or conceit.
就是说就是保罗说我们有这种心思，就是凡事都不要说出于都不可结党。
But in humility, count others more significant than yourself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Now, I thought about teaching this and doing a little bit of an experiment.
我这个就想到说做一个试验，讲到这课的时候想做一个小小的实验。
But I decided it was too dangerous.
但是我觉得这个试验可能有点太危险。
Because we have some couples.
因为呢，我们在这个中间有夫妻在场。
And if you gave the wrong answer, it would cause some problems.
如果你的答案错了，可能回家又有麻烦了。
So I won't have you raise your hand.
所以呢，我不会让大家举手。
But just look at the person sitting next to you this morning.
所以就看看你旁边坐的人。
Truthfully inside.
就在你里面真正的。
Especially if it's someone that you just go to church with, you don't actually, you know, you're not married to this.
如果就是说是，尤其是那个不是你的那个家庭成员，而且你们就是都搬去同一个教会。
Do their concerns really matter more to you than your own concerns?
就是他们所关切的事情，真的是比你自己所在关切的事情，你更在意他们的事情吗？
Because that's what Paul says.
因为那就是保罗所说的。
He says, "I want you to live in a way that your neighbors."Concern, your neighbor in the church, your brother in the church, his concerns matter more to you than your own.
因为保罗说，我希望你们所这样过这样的一种生活，就是你的弟兄、你的邻居，他们的所在意的事情，对你来讲，真的是比你自己所在意的事情更重要。
And I read that and I thought, I can't ask you to raise your hand about that because I'll just be asking to lie.
我想我不能让大家这件事情举手啊，如果这样的话呢？我就是让大家撒谎了。
I mean, that's impossible.
因为那是不可能的。
Unless,
除非
unless, yes.
除非
have this mind.
你有这样子的一个心智，你有这样的一个心思。
Which is yours in Christ Jesus.
就是你是在基督耶稣里的心。
The only way.
唯一能够达到这一步的方式途径、就是、
The only way I can care about Brother Charlie's concerns as much as I care about mine.
我就是对查理弟兄的他的这个他所在意的事情像我在意我自己的事情唯一的途径就是
Is if I am thinking about him the way Christ is.
就是我像基督这样的来思想他来想
Otherwise, yes, I'm concerned about his concerns.
要不然就是说，哦，我也在意他所在意的事情。
But my concerns are up here.
但是我所在意的事情可是远远比这个重要。
The only way his concerns start to approach my own.
只有说我在对他所在意的事情跟我自己所在意的事情有同等的重要性的这样的方式就是好说。
If I have the mind of Christ.
就是我以基督耶稣的心为心。
To be God.
他原本是神，他本是神。
Humbled himself and came down to have my concerns.
因为他对我的在意，所以呢，他就虚己。
He put my needs
above his own. 他把我的需求，我的需要，放得比他自己的需求需要更高的位置。
And Paul says,
保罗说
Only as daily I am growing in Christ's likeness.Will I be able to do that?
除非是每一天我在基督的形象上，在这方面以基督耶稣的心为心这样方面成长，我是不可能做到这一点的。
Well, let me get to the seventh thing I want to say.
然后我们看第七点。
And this one is to me maybe the most important.
对我来讲，这个就是最重要的一点。
Because it is possible for you to go away and think something like this.
有可能就是你上完课了，你走的时候就这么想。
Well, I could never be like that.
我永远也成不了那样。
I'm never going to respond to people like Jesus did.
我永远也不可能像耶稣那样对人回应。
I'm certainly not going to be more concerned about someone else's needs than I am my own.
我肯定也不会说把别人的这个所他的这个兴趣他的需要看得比我自己的需要更重。
So I just wasted an hour of my life in a Sunday school class about something that is impossible.
所以我就在这个组织局就浪费了一小时来听这个对我根本不可能的事情。
So, this is very important.
所以这一点呢，这个真理其实很重要。
Christ-like,
一个像基督的生命
requires a lifetime of cultivation and nurture.
需要一生的耕耘和训练。
It doesn't simply happen in a moment and then we are done.
不是说就这一刻就发生了，然后以后我们就没事了。
Instead, day after day, God is shaping and molding us.
而是每一天神在塑造我们。
I have a friend who's a pilot.
我有一个朋友，他是飞行员。
And he told me.
他告诉我。
That as you're flying a plane.
当你这个开飞机的时候。
You know, from the point of view of the passenger, you just aim it there and you go.
然后乘客就觉得说，哦，但是我的目的地我就往那儿飞就好了。
But he said to me, from the point of view of the pilot, it is a constant.Adjustments.
但是从这个飞行员的角度来看，其实是一个不断调整的过程。
I'm a little off this way, I'm afraid.
然后我有点
always making adjustments.
一直在那里就调整。
Because wind is blowing, and that's adjusting.
因为呢有风来，有风速嘛，那你就要。
Drafts are lifting. All of these things are changing. The planes.
或者这个气流啊什么的，这一切呢都在改变这个飞行的这个轨道，所以你要不断的调整。
Now, if he told me wrong or if I got it wrong, you tell me after class, not right now.
就我们这里有一位飞行员跟我讲的，或者是我的朋友错了，或者是他错了，但是呢。
I just realized I was using an example about a plane in front of a pilot. That's dangerous.
发现我们这里有一位飞行员，我竟然在讲。
But when my friend told me that.
当我的朋友告诉我的时候。
That's what the Christian life is like.
那就是像一个基督徒的生命。
Sometimes we think, okay, I'm baptized.
有的时候我们觉得说，好，我已经受洗了。
Going to heaven.
然后我现在要去天堂了。
Now just coast right along.
然后呢，我就这么滑过去了。
The Christian life, a Christ-like life.
一个像基督的一个生命，一个生活。
Is one of constant adjustment.
是一个不断的、持续的一个调整的过程。
I'm getting off a little bit.
我在这里有点走偏了。
I'm becoming harsh in my attitude.
我在我的态度上有的变得更加的严厉。
And you do that.
然后呢，我就需要改变。
I'm getting off over here.
我在这边又有点。
I want to be nice so badly that I don't stand for truth.
然后我很想让别人觉得我都很好，所以我就不再为真理站立。
I'm
constantly adjusting a lifetime of cultivation and nurture. This is important because I think many Christians misunderstand this constant change in our life.
First
Thessalonians 5,
verse 23.
Paul wrote something that is very important. And is also very often misunderstood. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctify you completely or entirely. And so here's what happens. I've seen this over and over and over. There's a retreat, there's a revival. And someone preaches on 1 Thessalonians
5:20.
And at the end they say, who wants to be made holy complete? And we say, of course. I mean, who wouldn't want to be? And we pray. The next week, we're talking with someone, and we start to have some kind of a disagreement. And we say more than we should. And the Holy Spirit says, you need to go back and apologize. Because that is not how Jesus would have responded in that
argument.
If anyone had been standing over at the side watching you today, they would have not said, wow, he looks just like Jesus.
你们在那个争辩论的时候呢，那旁边如果有人看到你，肯定不会说哇，那个人真像耶稣啊。
And as soon as that happens,
只要当圣灵这样提醒你这样发生的时候,
the devil says,
这个魔鬼马上也会说,
you're a hypocrite.
你不过是一个那个假冒伪善的人。
You can't live 1 Thessalonians 5.
你才活不出来那个帖撒罗尼迦前书5:23节。
Paul said, be made holy completely through and through.
因为保罗说你要全然成圣。
And here you are going back to apologize. And we become discouraged. Or worse, we say, well then I guess I don't need to apologize. Here's what Paul
says.
Through and through, completely, entire means every aspect of my life. Belongs completely to Him. He is in control. Paul says He is preserving us. Keeping us blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the holy life is one in which when the Holy Spirit says, you spoke too
quick.
Our response is, okay. I'll change that. Because I want to be like Christ. And if I see, if He shows me something that is not like Christ, I'll be quick to change.
As I was thinking about this week, I thought about a story that I wanted to tell
you.
I didn't get his permission to tell it, but I think it's okay. You all know, some of you know President Stetler at our college. And he is a strong personality. And I remember 20 years ago, he was preaching in chapel.
然后我记得20年前呢，他在这个就是早晨的那个学生的里边讲道。
And he was preaching very strong.
然后他的讲道很有力，非常强壮。
And a student stood up and started to walk out.
然后有个学生就站起来走了。
President Stetler said, Scott!
然后那个校长就说, Scott!
You need to hear this.
你需要听一点。
You sit down.
坐下来。
Scott. Sat down.
然后那个学生马上就坐下来。
What President Stetler did not know.
但是呢，这个校长他当时不知道的是,
Scott was doing student teaching.
这个学生呢，他在做这个就是教学生，他在学教学生。
And so he had a class at 9:30 to teach.
其实他有，因为他的课呢，他要教学生，所以他在9:30他需要去。
And it was one of the many times that President Stetler's sermon went past the stop.
这个校长常常讲到的时间会超时，当然这是其中一次。
Here's what I want you to hear.
但是我想听到的是,
That was on Wednesday.
那是在星期三。
On Friday.
周五的时候,
We came to chapel.
我们又到了那个早晨那个学生的聚集的那个时间。
President Stetler was there.
那个校长在那。
And he said something like this.
他就这样说,
On Wednesday, I reprimanded Scott in front of everyone.
他说星期三的时候，我当着众人的面就责备了这个Scott.
I did not know the whole story.
但是我并不知道说这整个故事的这个整个情况.
I was wrong.
我错了.
And since I reprimanded him in front of everyone,
因为我在众人面前责备他,
I must apologize.
所以我也要在众人面前向他道歉.
Now here's why that story is helpful to me.
为什么那个故事对我是有帮助的呢?
Being Christ-like does not change your personality from what it always is.
这个像基督并不是就是把你的这个个性就改变了。
I've known President Stetler for about 25 years.
我已经认识校长25年了。
And if we're ever having a discussion,
如果我们一旦我们之间有讨论的话,
and he disagrees with me,
他的意见跟我不同,
and he said,
他就会说,
but it's okay, I don't feel very strong about it.
他就会说, 没关系, 我对这点, 我的看法没有那么强烈。
I'm going to say, are you sick? Do you need me to call the ambulance?
然后我就会说, 哎呀, 什么问题, 我是不是在打救护车了?
Because that's not his personality.
因为那个可不是他的个性。
But to be Christ-like,
但是像基督,
is to be adjusted within the personality God has given you.
就是在神给我们的这种个性，这种特性里边呢，我们在里边做调整。
For a lifetime.
是一个一生的功课。
Letting God shape us.
让神来塑造我们。
Luke 9, we looked at this scripture before.
路加福音第9章，我们以前看到过。
If anyone would come after me,
如果有任何人要跟随我,
let him deny himself,
就当舍己,
take up his cross daily,
天天背起他的十字架,
and follow me,
然后跟从我。
There again is, he is saying, I must die daily.
这里又讲到天天，就是我每天要死。
The holy life is a lifetime of letting God work and change and shape us.
这样一个圣洁的生活就是一个一生的让神改变我们、塑造我们的一个过程。
My favorite verse on the holy life, I think, is 2 Corinthians 3:18.
我最喜欢的就是 关于圣洁生活的经文就是在哥林多后书三章十八节。
We all with unveiled faces are beholding the glory of the Lord.
我们纵然既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
And are being transformed into the same image.
好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状。
In other words, we are seeing His image, His glory.
就是我们看到他的荣光，他的形象。
And we are being transformed into that image.
我们也是被改变成主耶稣的形象。
But here's the key.
但是这个秘诀关键在于
From one degree of glory.
它的中文翻译成是荣上加荣，就是说从荣耀归入荣耀。
Many people want the Christian life to be a magic trick.
很多基督徒，很多人对这个希望基督徒的生活生命好像是有那个很神奇，很有魔力似的。
I pray, I say, God, I surrender.
就对神说，神啊，我祷告说，
And、
神啊，
says,
我。然后呢
？You're like me.
神就。说神啊，我向你降服，然后神就啪吹一口气，你就像耶稣了。
Wouldn't that be great？
要那样是不是就太棒了？但是神不是神不是这样做的。
I pray。
我祷告。
I surrender。
我降服。
I say I want to be like you。
然后我想像你啊，主。
And he says okay。
神说好。
Hold on just a minute。
再等一分钟。
Because a person who irritates you very much is walking down the hall。
因为有一个总是激怒你的人正好走过来
，and you're going to get a chance，
你会有个机会像我
，become a little more like me，
你觉得有个机会有点有机会会
，that isn't nearly as much fun as poof，
那个可不是像说这个神对吗？一下子吹口气，啪你就变了
，but it's the way God works in us，
但是那却是神在我们生命中做工的方式
，change day。
而是一天一天一天的改变。
Hebrews, well, Romans 12.
罗马书十二章
gives us one more picture of this.
罗马书十二章又再次给我们这样一个描述。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭
，holy and acceptable.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Do you hear that phrase, living sacrifice?
你听到这个词了吗？活祭。
That means the sacrifice is still alive, so it could just say, I'm going to get up off the altar now.
就说明这个祭物呢还是活着的，所以他可以说，哦，我可以从这个祭坛上下来。
A living sacrifice.
这个活祭就是。
Must day after day continue.
要每一天继续不断的
to surrender.
要去降服。
So the holy life looks something like this.
所以呢，圣洁生活看起来就是这样的。
The Spirit says, "What you did was not Christ-like."
圣灵提醒你说，你所做的、所行的不像基督。
I want you to go back and apologize.
我要你回去道歉。
And our response is.
我们的回应是。
Yes.
应该是好的。
That's part of my daily death.
那就是我每天要死的部分。
And then, and this is where we're going to be coming as we look at the means.
然后呢，下面就是我们要看的途径。
Because this is also important.
这个也很重要。
I have met people who their concept of a holy life is something like this.
我也碰到过有些人，他们对这个圣洁生活的这个概念是这样的。
They blow up.
他们就把这件事都搞糟了。
The Holy Spirit says that was not Christ-like.
那个圣灵提醒说这个不像基督。
I want you to apologize.
我想你去道歉。
They come back and they say, I was not like Jesus, I'm sorry.
然后他们就会说哦，我不像基督，我对不起。
The next day they blow up again.
然后第二次呢，再大发脾气。
The Holy Spirit says, I want you to apologize.
然后圣灵说我想你去道歉。
I'm sorry, that was not like.
哦、对不起啊我那个不像耶稣。
Two days later, they blow up.
然后再过两天他们又大发雷霆。
And they say, oh, but I'm doing exactly what Paul said. No, you're not.
他就说我在做保罗所说的呀你没有。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, this is very important.
And he shows me an area that I need to grow. Now is where I must put practical discipline into my life.
我必须要在我的生活中有这种可以实际的这种操作，这种训练。
To begin to change.
就是要改变我如何生活的这样的一个方式。
I know of a man.
我认识一位先生。
Who made a rule he would never visit with anyone, talk with anyone more than 30 minutes.
他自己给自己的规则说，他从来不会去探访一个人或者跟一个人讲超过30分钟。
He followed this rigidly.
他非常严格地遵循这个规则。If
you were visiting with him at dinner,
如果你比如说跟他一起吃饭，After
30 minutes, he'd say, I've got to go.
然后他一到点说，哦，你就不要走了。Seems
strange.
看起来挺奇怪的。But
he had a reason, and here was his reason.
然后呢，这是一个好像挺没理，挺奇怪。他的理由就是，
He said, the area I struggle most to be Christ-like.
他说，我在就是最像基督的这个我最挣扎的方面就是我的舌头。I
battle gossip.
他说我在跟这个讲闲话呢，在挣扎。
And I have found that the longer I visit, we run out of casual things to talk, and I begin to be tempted.
那如果我要是跟一个人呢待的时间长了，然后讲完正常的话，我就开始有点想说闲话了。
His solution isn't the solution I would have taken, but his solution was.
所以他的解决之道就是。
I'm not going to talk to anyone more than 30 minutes.
我就跟任何人讲话都不超过30分钟。
Because after 30 minutes, we start to gossip.
因为超过30分钟之后，可能就要开始讲闲话了。
I don't think that's a necessary rule.
我不觉得那个是应该一个必要的一个规则。
But do you understand what he was doing?
但是你了解他在做的吗？
He was saying, okay, God has shown me this and I've repented and I've apologized, but now I need to do something. To help me to grow.
然后他是说神向我显的这方面我也祷告我也去道歉了但是呢我需要在这个方面有一些操练来帮助我。
You know, if you go on a diet,
如果你想要节食的话,
and you're really serious about it,
如果你真的是在这个就是在你的饮食上,
you go to your pantry and you throw away all the potato chips,
然后你就到你的那个厨房里面把你所有的土豆片都给扔了。
The M&Ms, the candies.
还有所有的糖果。
And you tell our brother here not to bring any Jupiter donuts.
然后你也告诉我们这位弟兄说不要再带那些甜点来啊。
Because you know.
因为你知道。
That if those are right there within reach.
如果这些甜点就在你的随手可以拿到的地方。
You're going to break that diet sooner
or later. 你肯定很迟早你会。
Spiritual discipline. We're starting that too.
我们下个星期开始讲,
it's putting some boundaries.
是说给自己一些规则，给自己一些界限。就是说我在这些方面我可以如何的来回应。
It is not earning points with God.
这不是说从神那边挣分。
We are made holy only through God's grace.
我们只有靠了神的恩典，通过神的恩典才可能成为圣人。
But it is putting ourselves in the place where God can shape us and mold us in His image.
但是呢，是把我们自己放在一个位置上，这样神可以塑造我们，改变我们。
Now I have one more thing that I want to look at, one more scripture.
还有一些经文我想看。
But as I have been thinking this week and preparing this lesson, I decided that I really want to share this with the whole church, and so I'm going to actually be preaching on this in a few
weeks.
And I don't want you to be sitting there saying, well, I heard this. So I'm going to leave this for a few, couple weeks.
所以我就把这些经文呢，就先放在这儿，等一下。
If you have any questions about what I've talked about, this life of surrender, please, if you would, email them or text Sister Lay or ask next week.
所以呢，你如果有任何关于这个降服生活的任何问题呢，你可以预先给我发邮件或者给我短信，都可以就发信息给我。
And then I want to move into the spiritual discipline.
然后我们下边就进到属灵的操练。
We do have 5 minutes because I'm leaving off that. So is there any question right now that you want to ask?
因为你刚才要讲的那个经文里面没有讲，所以我们还有五分钟的时间，有谁有什么问题吗？
Decided to kind of chop this off here rather than end up repeating myself. And any questions? When I taught, I always figured if there were no questions, it meant one of two things. I had done such a great job that I answered every question in your head.
今天是我讲的太好了，我回答了大家所有的问题，所以大家都没问题。
Or two.
或者第二种可能就是。
I had done such a terrible job that I left everyone just kind of in a fog.
然后呢，我教的这个很糟糕，我这个没讲清楚，就大家都迷路了。
They didn't even know what the topic was.
甚至都不知道这个主题是什么。
Any questions? Yes.
Okay.
所以刚才又讲到真理期的时候，他讲到cultivation，就是在培养和这个，就是好像你在营养这个事情。然后边讲到操练，那伊娜的问题就是说，好像这一个是一个工作，一个是好像你在 nurture， 就是在要培养这种东西。那这两个有什么不同？
If you think of the words cultivation and nurture like a farm，
如果你从这个耕耘和这个就是培养这一方面。 你是从这个农夫的角度来看的话，
the disciplines are the tools we use.
那训练呢，这种操练呢，就是这个农夫所用的工具。
By discipline, and maybe this will make more sense next week when I talk about the disciplines, but by discipline I don't mean, and there's probably two Chinese words I just realized, they may be different. By discipline I don't mean an attitude.
这个我说这个操练这个训练呢，我不是说这种态度的问题，
I mean a set of actions，
而是一系列的就是这种行为。
So prayer is a discipline，
所以祷告呢是一个属灵的一个操练训练。
That it is a regular activity that I practice，
是一个我一个经常的一个。 规律性的一个去做的一个行为。
And so it is the tool that is helping me to cultivate and nurture Christ-likeness.
这个是一种工具，是帮助我培养有这个更像基督的这样一个工具。
The reason that is so important is this.
这个之所以很重要就是
I can pray the rest of my life, God make me holy.
我可以在我的余生当中天天祷告说神啊让我圣洁吧。
But if I am not practicing, if I am not using the tools He has given me,
但是如果我不去应用他所给我的这些工具,
that prayer is not going to be answered.
我的那个祷告是没有办法得到成就的。
Imagine a person who sits praying.
如果想象一下一个人坐在那儿祷告,
and they're praying something like this.
他是这样的祷告。
God, would you show me if I ought to be a part of a church, or if I should just go out to the ocean and worship you out by the on the beach?
就是神啊，你可不可以向我显示，我是成为应该是成为教会的一部分呢，还是应该去海边，在海边敬拜你？
And there's no answer.
然后呢，没有答案。
So they're still praying. They're holding their Bible while they pray.
他们手里抓着他们的圣经在祷告。
God, I really want to know.
神啊，我真的很想知道。
I know there are some good churches around me, but am I supposed to go to one of them, or should I just worship you by myself out by the beach?
我知道我周围有些不少的很好的挺好的教会，我是需要参加他们吗？还是我应该自己到海边去敬拜你？ 还是没回应。
No answer.
没有任何的回应。
I can imagine God saying something like this. I put the answer in there, open it. Right?
对不对?
I put in here, don't forsake assembling together.
我已经在那讲了，说你们不要停止聚会。
I put in here, build one another up.
我已经在圣经里讲了，你们要彼此建造。
Don't ask me if I've already given you the answer.
如果我已经把答案给你了，放在圣经里，你不要再来问我。
Read it.
你就自己去读。
And yet, many, many Christians.
但是有很多的基督徒。
Say, God, make me holy.
神啊，让我圣洁。
He says, all right.
只有好。
Spend some time every day in prayer.
每天花些时间去祷告。
No, I don't want to do that. Just make me holy.
神啊，我不想去祷告，你就让我圣洁吧。
Memorize my word. Put it so that it guides how you think.
你要就是默想背出我的话语，这样可以引导你的思想。
No, God, that sounds like work.
神啊，那看起来像工作。
Just make me holy.
你就让我圣洁就好了。
The disciplines are tools that he uses to shape us in that lifetime of cultivation and nurture.
这训练呢，就是这种操练呢，就是一种工具，是神用来让我们一生来培养我们，来让我们有耕耘，来培养我们更像他。
Does that answer it all? Let's finish with prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。
Dear God, again, I ask you that this will not just be head knowledge.
亲爱的主，我们求你帮助我们，让我们所学到的不单单是头脑中的知识。But
would you help us that we will put into practice?
帮助我们把这一切都放在实践中。Your
word.
你的话语。Give
us hearts that desire to be like you.
求你给我们一颗心，渴慕来像你。And
then teach us how to make the changes that will accomplish that.
你求你帮助我们如何来改变，来成就。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
I'll see you next week. We will pick up the
下周见，我们下次来讲这个属灵的操练。